Coach of the Year joining us after we've had the Golden Feather winner.
That's right.
What about that for a Cronulla?
Amazing. And the first question he asked us this morning was, how do you get one of those caps?
Chris Fagan is his name. G'day, Fags.
Morning, Gary.
Nice to see you. You're back. Are you down for... Why are you down?
Well, I'm down for next month or so. Got to have a work with our staff on the draft and... one of my daughters is getting married in a few weeks' time, here in Melbourne. So, down for a few weeks.
Fantastic.
They're not cheap. I mean, they're not cheap events, are they?
No, they're not. They are not at all.
No wonder you've extended your... Have you extended your contract up there at the Brisbane Lions?
No, I did extend it last year.
You did?
So I've got two more years to
go. Right. Yeah. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was good of the club to do that without much evidence that we're going to improve like we did this year. So
we should have waited, folks. Could have got another 50.
Someone said that to me, but no, I'm happy.
The trade period, we're seeing Ellis Yolman, Birchall and Callum Archie. So got a nice little bit of young and old and experienced.
With Birch, obviously he's into his early 30s, hasn't played much football for a couple of years, but... If we feel like if we can get his body right, that he can provide us with some good rebound off halfback. He's as good a kick as there is off that part of the ground. So and brings a little bit of experience, which we'll look forward to. Cam Ellis Yolman, is a 6'3", big, heavy-bodied midfielder who we think can help guys like Zorko and Lachie Neal. Was having a great season before he got injured. Callum Archie is a very talented young man. We feel like we've got him at a good age, 22, nearly played 50 games, another good rebounding player off halfback. So.
And they're all really keen to go to the Brisbane Lions, which is a great thing, isn't it? I mean, yeah. I don't want to say this, but it's a feather in your cap and what you've been able to do.
Not according to you.
Old feather in the cap.
Up there, in terms of turning that club into this often used term, the destination club.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of people have worked to make the club a better place. And, I think Hodgie going up there in the first place might have paved the way for a lot of others to make a similar decision. Lachie Neal sort of reinforced that last year. So it is good that we can attract players. You need to keep improving your list every year. And I feel like we've been able to do that.
Well, why couldn't you get Lewis Taylor to the sort of, he won an NAB Rising Star, seems to be on the cusp of something, and before your time just didn't lose his way but lost his spot. Why hasn't he been able to secure a spot?
Yeah, it's a fair question. And in all fairness to Louis, he was actually in the team and he injured his ankle over our bye and missed out on selection in that first game after the bye. And we went 1-9 in a row, so it was hard for him to break back in. We've probably changed our style a little bit over the last couple of years, which probably doesn't lend well to Louis' size and shape. I mean, he's only a small guy. We probably started to play a bit more bash and crash style of footy, which didn't necessarily suit his lighter body. So other boys jumped in front of him, and I think it's great that he's got another opportunity at the Swans and they play a little bit differently to us.
Hey, folks, we saw Jamie Elliott touring the Gabba with you and others, and you did the whole trip with him and showed him around the joint. He decided to stay at Collingwood. How close did you go, did you think?
It's hard to really know. But the fact that he actually came up and had a look around, I think he was maybe close to making a decision to move our way. But in the end, very, very loyal to his club, very aware of what they've done for him over the years, and decided to stay there. Felt there was a little bit of unfinished business, but we had a good crack.
How keen on him were you?
I was pretty keen on him. He's a brilliant forward because he can compete at ground level and he can mark the ball really well for his size. So hard to match up on.
That type of player, do you think that is a missing piece in what you're building there at the moment?
Not necessarily. We thought that would just add to the danger of our forward line. And I think we're the number one offence in the AFL this year, so we didn't have too much trouble scoring, but we just thought that would make it even harder for teams to match up on us.
We weren't trying to find a home, but a lot of discussion was around Josh Jenkins and where he'd end up. We all thought he'd find another home. The Lions were mentioned. Did you ever think about him?
Not really. And we've got some young forwards that the competition hasn't seen yet, and Connor Ballenden and Tommy Fullerton, who are really good talents. And we think we need to, give those guys an opportunity to come through if a position opens up.
Yeah.
How long will they take to develop, do you think, those two?
The tall forwards always take a while. It's a pretty tough place to play these
days. Damn tough.
But, I think... Colin Ballenden played a couple of practice games last year and looked quite good. So I would expect he'd step up and be a chance this year. And Tommy Fullerton's a guy that we got out of basketball. He was a very talented footballer, but was playing with the Brisbane Bullets. He might take just a little bit longer.
You had a really successful year, the club, without, you know, winning the finals, but, you know, right throughout the home and away series, you improved so much. A lot of excitement, a lot of hype about your team by the end of the season. As a coach, you've been around a long time. You've seen a lot of things happen in football. You were at Melbourne in the days of Neil Danaher when they went up and then they went back down. Are you conscious of that with this group of players, that there may be a letdown?
Well,
or they may just expect it to happen?
Yeah, we talked about that on our exit sort of meeting on the Thursday after that last final. You know, the idea that just because we had a good year this year doesn't mean it's going to follow on next year. And there's been plenty of examples of that over the years. I guess Melbourne Footy Club were a bit in that case this year. So we had a good talk about that. I mean, I think the thing is you just, what we've done for 3 years is we've just kept trying to improve. And if you come back with that same attitude to keep trying to improve, then you should still do okay. I mean, you don't know how much everybody else is going to improve. You don't know what sort of injuries you're going to get. But if you come back with that attitude, which I've got no reason to think they won't, because they've been brilliant at it for 3 years and they understand that sort of idea of having a growth mindset, and you learn from your failures and you keep trying to get better. So I'll back our guys in to come back with a good attitude. I've heard some of them are training already, so
that's a good sign.
Yeah.
How will you know though? How quickly will you know? Because you're right, you are the Melbourne of this year. Yeah. And I reckon if we spoke to them at this time last year, they'd say, "Oh no, they'll come back hungry and they'll be better and they want to improve." What are the signs? What will you look for? Is it it's not as simple as a time trial or a skin fold, is it?
No. Well, it's all of those things. But the thing about Melbourne, and I wasn't there, but I think they had a lot of post-season surgeries.
Yeah.
I said to the boys now last morning, put up your hand if you've got to have surgery. No hands went up. So we got a full group of players
that's
who can
good.
Start training straight away. So I said, well, we've got no excuse with that one. So, you know, last year the guys just came back. We were able to hit the ground running. They were very fit when we started the pre-season. I think that's the indication. Skin folds, fitness test results. They tell a lot about attitude. The fact that they're training in a group already, a lot of them, those were the signs from last year. I think our boys have learnt from that and we'll probably try and repeat that again.
What role do you have for Luke Hodge?
Yeah, well, Hodgie will be a part-time coach. I think he wants to do his media work, wants to keep his hand in coaching. I think he'll do a bit of corporate stuff as well. So I think he's just trying to work out what's his...
Can you be a part-time coach today and work in the media?
I think Hodgie can. He's got a good knowledge of our players. He'll be doing a lot of sort of one-on-one mentoring sort of stuff, which, you know, he'll be able to have a good go at that over the pre-season in particular, because he probably won't have that much media work to do until the season starts. It'll be a little bit different in season, but Hodgie's one of those guys, if he says he's going to do it, he'll do as good a job as anyone.
Would you be happy for him to be commentating on Brisbane Lion games?
I haven't talked to him about
So from your perspective, can you be happy? And then can he do justice to Channel Wisp in the manner that they would need him to do it?
I think so. I don't know whether they'll ask him to do our games.
Yeah, right.
It's a good point you make. I should have that discussion with him, because probably...
Have that discussion.
The preference is that he probably doesn't commentate on our games because he's got so much inside.
Well, you can't.
The preference is, from a network perspective, they're the games you want him
to commentate on.
But he can't do it.
Well, he's already done it.
As black and white as I can be, you cannot do that. He would be not doing justice to either Chris Fagan and the Lions or Channel Wisp and Tim Watson.
It's hard for Brisbane to say no, because you've already allowed him to be mic'd up while he's been playing. He's almost been doing commentary while he's been out there.
Yeah, he's done that from time to time. The one he did for Hawthorn was even better at that game at Adelaide. But look, yeah, it's a discussion that we'll need to have. But I know if Hodgie will be pretty careful with his words if it comes to Brisbane, I imagine.
One of the great things about coaching and being associated with a football club is welcoming new players to the club. Conversely, though, you've got to depart players as well from your football club, which is a time now that is a really difficult thing to be able to do. How many players are you going to have that conversation with over the next few weeks?
Probably three or four players.
Yeah. It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's the worst part of the job, because they're all... they're all good young men, and they all love their football. And you know, that now that their life's a little bit uncertain, and you know, I don't know if it was my son that I'd feel quite uneasy about that. And when you coach them, you feel like they're your sons. But hopefully, they've been communicated to well enough during the year that they've actually ready for that.
There'll be no surprises, outcome. Do you think, any of those players?
I wouldn't think so. No. You know, we talked to them post-season that you know, there's a chance you'll be here, but there's a chance you won't. We need to see how we'll go through the trade period, so they know exactly where they stand.
What's your attitude towards it? How do you broach that as a topic and a subject?
With honesty, face-to-face. I don't believe in doing it any other way. You know, try and give them some positive feedback about the impact they've had on the footy club. Wish them well, and genuinely offer to help them with whatever happens in the future, whether that be a reference to an employee or another football club, or, you know, hope that they might get picked up as free agents in the trade period, in the draft period.
Yeah.
Faze, Toby Wooler, this is a family query. Yep. How's he tracking?
He's tracking well. His first year, he had a hand injury, which basically meant he hardly played at all. So effectively, his last year was his first year. Numbers were fantastic in the NEFL. They had a great year. They went through undefeated and won the premiership. Unfortunately, he, along with five of his teammates, didn't get to play in the grand final because of some rules around if you don't play another AFL side, you can only have a certain number, and we didn't have any injuries. So we had to tell six of our young blokes, sorry, guys, you played all year, but not in the grand final, which was... That was pretty ordinary, but Toby was one of those guys. Because he's young and doing well, we needed to play our older guys who were playing for their futures, really. So that was a decision we made, but he had a great year.
One of the most important parts of a wedding, I've always thought, is the speech that's delivered by the father of the bride. How much time and effort have you put into this?
Have you got a template for Fags, because you've been through it?
I've nailed it twice.
Yeah. I'll be interested in your template, mate. Funnily enough, I mean, as a coach, you get up and speak all the time. I'm actually pretty nervous about talking at my daughter's wedding. So I haven't done any preparation whatsoever yet. I'm going to rely heavily on Ursula, my wife, to give me some good words to say. And be politically correct throughout.
Yeah, just start with a funny little anecdote. All right.
An antidote or an anecdote?
Antidote.
You're an antidote. Hey, folks, great to see you. Always welcome when you wander down here in this studio. And congratulations on the year and good luck for 2020.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks.